Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Bob and I have a lot in common, and that's how we've been able to do this podcast for 4 years and nearly 1,000 episodes. It is interesting, though, when we find our differences in opinions and experiences, like in this case, our father's relationships with their grandkids. Enjoy.
This is kind of the weird paradox here of my dad, because he didn't have extraordinary relationships with his grandkids. He just really didn't. I mean, it was
even
little,
the ones that were close, because obviously you guys were down here,
right? Yeah, even the ones that were geographically close, yeah. Really not that close to them. Like, he went to sporting events that they went to, or had him over the house, or he would have them over to help him out, do stuff around the house. You know, his grandson Jimmy, my nephew, would put his air conditioners in every year, and sometimes would mow his lawn, take care of stuff around his house. I mean, good kids, but not really hanging out. Like when my relationship with my grandmother, I adored my grandmother. I would just hang out with my grandmother to hang out with my grandmother, because she was funny, she was smart, she adored me, she fed me like a crazy person. It was a lovely relationship. Mm-hmm. He didn't really have that. My mom didn't have that either with the kids. So there's this weirdness of, I don't want to push my kids and say, well, you have to be there. It's, you know, it's your grandfather's celebration.
Yeah.
When the grandfather really wasn't there in their lives, you know. Although my dad did come down for Devin's wedding, which was a lovely something. That was a nice, almost everyone in the family came down for Devin's wedding. Only one couldn't make it. So that was a lovely something.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I just digressed again.
Because my dad, my mom was close to me and my sister, as close to my kids, her kid. My dad was not, he was very much in that mold of like, I'm working all the time. Mm. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
But then the grandkids came along and he was super involved, wanted them, could stay over with them. You know, we could bring them over and drop them off and they could stay the weekend with them, nice. Until he got a little older and he couldn't do that anymore. And so, yeah, it was interesting to see kind of the opposite of what you're describing. Is you were close to your dad, all your siblings were close to your dad, but not so close to the grandkids, where it was kind of the opposite.
Yeah, and it was our closeness to my dad was a very different kind of closeness. When I say that, we all love my dad. We love my dad. He's my dad. He's our dad. But throughout our lives, dad really chose his own path. Mm. I mean, once he separated from my mom, he was not quite a weekend dad. You know, he would have some weekends and some kids some weekends. And Vicky and John got most of the weekends with him because they were the youngest ones. I was a teenager at that time. And I went most of the times when I could. But
you were also doing your own thing.
Right. And the other thing was, he was too, because, I mean, the minute he was out of our house, he had a girlfriend who was living with him. So there was that kind of, and I say the minute, it really wasn't the minute, but it was within a couple months. So there was that, and there was always women in his life throughout his life, and I don't disparage that. He wanted to have relationships, but none of them worked out in the end, you know, other than the one with my mother who lasted the longest, which was 18 years, I think. So I have the longest standing relationship in my family right now. I mean,
you have the longest standing relationship in a lot of people's families.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Well, I married well. I really did. That one got me through so much, Patty. I got to tell you, I don't have the words. I'm so grateful to her, because beyond just being the best support mechanism for me throughout this process, she supported my whole family with her technical medical knowledge. She was asking questions that needed to be asked. And when my dad had to be rushed into surgery, the folks at the hospital called her. Mm-hmm. My dad said before he went to surgery, when they said, who should we be calling? He said, Patty. Because he knew that Patty would tell everybody what's going on. The other thing was, it was beautiful to hear the nurse practitioners, the PAs, and the doctors, when they learned that Patty is a nurse practitioner, they're like, all right, so we can talk the talk.
And she's, and like, she can translate.
And
yeah,
she can. And so she got a lot more information that way than she would have if she was just a family member, you know? So anyways, that one I owe a lot to. She's super great. And found us a beautiful place to stay while we're there, which really cushioned the blow of some of the stuff that was happening. But it was a mess. In so many tough situations in my life, Patty is my silver lining. She cares so much and takes such good care of the people in her life. I often call her the most useful human being I know. Her knowledge and skills and kindness and generosity of spirit make her hands down the most valuable player on the team. To my amazement, she chose to marry me and stay married to me for almost 40 years. And that makes me, simply put, the luckiest. That's all for this episode, my friends. Thanks for listening. And come back next week for all new episodes of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick.